Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That's 64% to be exact of the more than 130,000 Minnesota families surveyed in the Department of Education's Fall Planning Survey. But about a quarter said they were not comfortable, and more than 10% said they were unsure. Majority of parents reported a negative experience with distance learning. The biggest challenges cited were students not feeling empowered to work on their own and mental health challenges during the pandemic. Another 45% said it was good or very good. The data closely matched by race. Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm says it's a shared goal to get kids back in the classroom.
They know, we know that distance learning is not a uniformly successful experience and leaves a lot to be desired, particularly from a child development perspective and a health equity perspective and an educational equity perspective.
Malcolm said MDH is working with the education department on the latest evidence on safety in schools for students as well as teachers and staff and transmission among kids. She did not offer a timeline for an announcement, but it is expected by the week of the 27th. State Infectious Disease Director Chris Ayersman.
Even as our staff are helping to provide guidance on the discussions related to school opening, we're also looking at how we can best monitor activity in schools so that we can, as the commissioner said, ensure that it's a safe learning environment for both staff and teachers.
The American Academy of Pediatrics supports a return to schools for students' well-being, but as recently as last week, the CDC's guidelines encouraged distance learning. Minnesota is considering three scenarios for this fall: in-person, distance learning, or a hybrid of both. The Education Department said it would use the survey to help inform the decision about the fall semester. Also from the survey, 43% of parents reported either a child or family member who was medically fragile. A strong majority of those who were unsure said they'd feel more comfortable if there were smaller classes as well as daily health checks and daily cleaning. In the South Metro, Sloan Martin, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.